This episode of This Week in Wealth is sponsored by Alpha Wealth Group. Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. WGN Radio and RWA are not affiliated. Here's WGN Radio's Elise Glink and Alpha Wealth Group's Tom Fortino.
Good morning, Chicago. Welcome back to This Week in Wealth. I'm Elise Glink. I'm your host for today, co-host, I should say, here with Tom Fortino, and I'm the CEO of Best Money Moves, my financial wellness technology company.
And I'm Tom Fortino, the founder and principal of the Alpha Wealth Group right here in Chicagoland.
So if you want to talk with Tom or ask us a question, you can always call 630-934-1855, or you can just go to alphawealthgroup.com and get a free retirement planning packet with your five pillars of your retirement plan. And we're going to talk about why you're going to need every single one of these: income planning, estate planning, asset planning, investment planning, and tax planning. Tom can help you with all of those, but you're going to need all of them after today's conversation, because I want to talk about whatever this is we're in right now. If this is a recession, some people think that we're in a recession. I actually think we are in a functional recession, because it's a psychological thing as well as a financial thing. CNBC is saying, you know, some people are divided about this, but we've got 40-year high inflation. That number is just crazy. The stock market is giving people anxiety. And Tom, I know that you've seen this through your own clients over the years, but when you've got, you know, people behaving in all kinds of strange ways, it can actually be a self-fulfilling prophecy. And even if we're not technically in a recession, you can just put your own finances right into a recession simply because you're making moves that aren't in your best interest.
I agree. It's tough because there are a lot of things going on. We talk about emotions that come into this, and there's, you know, I think we've quoted him before. He's a Nobel laureate, Daniel Kahneman. He talks about the human brain's not naturally wired for long-term planning, and we have this narrow framing. We have a tendency to minimize the size and scopes of situations. We don't look at the big picture. And so the bottom line is, when we take a look, here's what I would say. The biggest thing, okay, I think the biggest thing is financial organization. I've said it before, you know, I've kind of beat the drum, but it's so critical, I think, just in anything in life, right? It's going to help you understand your current financial situation. It's going to provide a reference point for progress towards your goals, and it's going to give you a quick snapshot of your finances. I mean, we need to understand these things, because most people, if we ask the question, okay, tell me where your income is going to come from after you're retired. Do you know what your Social Security benefits are? What happens if a spouse has a long-term illness? What happens if a spouse passes away? We go through these. You know, how are taxes going to impact you? What about health care? And so there's all these pieces, and I think all too often we really don't, and this is not to be critical, but we don't really know what we have from a standpoint of assets and a standpoint of income. When you know these things, it's very helpful. And you know, I mentioned a meeting when we spoke last week, how I sat down with this individual who is getting ready for retirement. You know, I have a couple who one is retired and the other is not. And so they don't need to touch income for now. He's deferring his Social Security. And so we laid everything out where he's going to wait to defer his Social Security. He's going to have $42,000. So there's that income piece. She'll start taking, when she retires in 3 years, there's $35,000. They're going to have $70,000 of Social Security between the two of them. How many people know these things? You can go to SSA.gov, get that information. Maybe that's going to impact how you act today. And then they have, you know, you can use an annuity that will create more income. And then you look at your assets. So it's really, again, get organized. We have an asset organizer. We have the budget worksheet. We've updated these forms. You know, we can send them to anybody. We can email them to you. You can use them. And I bet you, if you go through these, you're going to discover things you were totally unaware of. You'll see what your net worth is, where your assets are, what your investment values are. That's why organization is so critical. So that would be my call to action from today's show.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredibly important to think about that, and to just, you know, take a moment, right? I think this is the hardest thing for people, Tom. This idea that you know, you need to move right now. You need to make a fast move, or you're going to miss out, right? You're going to either sell and it's too low, or you're going to buy and it's the wrong time. And, You know, but so you got to move fast. And you hear these messages out in the marketplace, like move really fast, move now, move, do this, do that.
Yeah.
And I think people don't know how to process that. And so it's when you make a fast move or you're responding to something, you're reacting to it, as opposed to taking a moment, taking a deep breath. I hesitate to sound a little, you know, ooshy-gooshy, but meditate on that for a moment, you know. And I think that you start to, you know, you take a deep breath and you start to see it a little bit more clearly. Like, you know, for example, in this, and I feel this too, folks. It's not like I'm immune to this. Tom probably is, because, of course, Tom, you know, has segmented this whole stuff as his profession. But, you know, when there was a really well-known economist came out a couple of weeks ago, Jeremy Siegel, and he's like, look, and I really respect Jeremy Siegel. He's out of the University of Pennsylvania. And he said, if you buy now, if you buy stocks now, this is like a month ago, you'll be very happy in a year. Right? And I was like, oh, my God, Jeremy Siegel is saying that. I need to rush out and buy, you know, whatever I'm going to buy. And I almost did that. And then I was like, okay, wait, take a step back. Do we think that this is the bottom of the market? Do we think that even if it's not the bottom of the market, am I happy with where the prices of these things are? And what does that look like going forward? And how do I actually feel about this? And Tom, I'm sure you get these crisis calls from people, right?
Yeah, of course, when it's just so tough. This is your money. You've worked all your life. You've saved. And especially, you know, if you're in retirement or you're nearing retirement, it's like, wow, you see this market. And again, I think you made the comment earlier, Elise, these things have happened before. I mean, if you look and you go back to World War II, there have been 12 bear markets of over 20. If you were, now this is average, but if this is down 20%, if you were to invest in the S&P at the day it went down 20%, 12 months later, you'd be up. On average, now this is again average numbers, you'd be up over 22%. Now,
that's
a tough one. Like you said, it's tough to. So when you see these things, you say, okay, you know, I get it. And maybe it's going to help when you start to get the facts. That's why I mentioned getting organized, because so you know where you stand, you know where all the assets are. But then also understand some of the things with the market and that these things, you know, ultimately it will recover. And so human emotions, and again, there's been so many studies. That's why the average investor underperforms, because they sell at the wrong times. Now, it's easy. You know, Warren Buffett says you want to be, you know, want to be fearful when others are greedy, right?
Yeah.
And you want to be greedy when others are fearful. It's
right.
easy to
exactly.
say. But, you know, and he's been investing like crazy. He just took another big, huge position in Occidental. So that's that mentality that you want to try to instill in some individuals to say, I get it. There's going to be those years where the market is down. But most of the time, over time, the market's going to be up, and you just want to have a plan to account for these things.
Right.
And so this is why it's important to put perspective on everything. It's all about perspective.
All right, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll pick up a few more of these things, and plus, I've got a survey about things you never use and you might want to get rid of and why. So we'll do that when we come back. You're listening to This Week in Wealth on 720 WGN. Hey, welcome back, everybody, to This Week in Wealth. I'm Elise Glink, here with Tom Fortino of the Alpha Wealth Group. You can find Tom at 630-934-1855. And, you know, I should probably remind everybody that you should be listening to this show with, like, a piece of paper and a pencil in hand so you can write down important numbers and things that we talk about. But anyway, or just take notes on your phone or laptop, which is, I think, what most people are doing. 630-934-1855 or alphawealthgroup.com. And you can always go to the WGN website and listen to the podcast and all the episodes that you've missed. So, Tom, you know, when we think about kind of redoing our finances and we're redoing our houses and we're thinking about all this, and over the last 2 years, I don't have the exact number right at hand, but I will tell you that probably like at least 10 to 15% of people did some sort of renovation in their home, mostly to accommodate working from home, schooling from home, and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know that people are all, you know, always looking at stuff to throw away. I am the worst offender at this because I have all these things I want to throw away, and I never seem to find the time to do it. My husband, on the other hand, is really into like clearing things out, especially over the last year when we got his dad passed away. So we got an influx of stuff from his place, and my uncle passed away, and we got stuff from his place, right? So now we, now he's like looking at me going, when are you fixing and throwing away? But anyway, there's this same thing that goes on, I think, with people's stocks and their investments. Right? Mm-hmm. You never really want to throw anything away because what if that becomes more valuable down the line? Right. And if you've got stuff in your house, you're like, oh, well, maybe that asset, or maybe if I don't get rid of that parcel of land, it'll be worth more later. How do you, I'm sure that as a life goes on, you collect things, financial assets. There are accounts that are in other states because you, you know, like my uncle ended up, he lived in D.C., but he had an account in California that his kids didn't know about until, like, you know, almost 8 months after he died. You collect all this stuff, whether it's old 401ks that you never rolled over to an IRA, other kinds of assets, things that you buy, you lose track of it. How do you help people just sort of think about, you know, when they're kind of gearing up for retirement, gathering all of these sort of wayward assets together so that you don't forget about it and you can actually make them work harder for you in retirement?
Well, there's a number of things there really to address. Again, I come back to, I know we talked about this, and this is why this is so critical, and I'll offer that information again, the asset organizers and the worksheets. These are tools to really, and also there's a document locator we just created, you know, where all your asset, where all your things are, that's part of the estate planning piece. Like, for example, you know, here are my estate planning documents are in the box under the, you know, I keep whatever these certain valuable things here and that. So you can use that in conjunction with getting organized. I think I made the comment, I had someone that came in and they said, I discovered an old 401k I had. They, it was kind of shot in a way, but it was $99,000.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. He was thrilled.
Nice.
I was like, this is great. And he's like, okay. And so there's portability between IRAs, old 401ks, and so on. In other words, again, I just had a meeting the other day. Someone had one, had an account at TD Ameritrade. They had account, an old 401k. They had an IRA they set up somewhere else. They had a 529.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, not, it depends. You take a look at this, but you can own the 529 in the TD Ameritrade account. You can roll. There's a portability between the, all of these retirement accounts. You can combine the old IRA and the old 401k, put those into one account. So you can have a Roth, a traditional IRA, and your 529 all at one place. You log in, it's all there.
It's
and
so, so great.
That's just the way, you know, it's so simple. And it doesn't, whether you're at TD Ameritrade, Fidelity, or Schwab, you can own the same things. It doesn't prevent you. So there's no, you're not limiting yourself, but you're getting organized. You're staying on top of this. And this gets back to this whole thing we talked about, Elise, about this uncertainty. I think most people, and it's not to be critical, we're busy. But most people, number one, think this is all too complicated. It doesn't have to be. And then also, I think once you get organized and you see where everything's at, where everything is at, you're like, okay, I get it. I see where my income's coming from. I see what my benefits are going to be. If you have a pension, call your pension provider. You start to see all these things. You may be surprised. And this is where you can start planning. You can walk in anywhere. If you're working with an advisor, hopefully this has already been done. But, you know, you can really sit down yourself and have a picture right in front of you. You can answer any question I ask you. What's your life insurance benefits? What's the value of your IRAs and 401ks? Who are your beneficiaries? How are assets titled? What are your income? And then you can start this process. So that's why I go back to this. Getting organized is so critical. You know, again, I'll send out worksheets to anybody who wants them. If you do this one thing, I bet you it'll make a big difference in your overall planning. And you're gonna, you'll see where everything's at.
Yeah, no, I
and
think that
provides some clarity. I think.
No,
I hope.
It absolutely. I mean, even it, you know, and I hate, I sort of use myself as the straw person. You know, folks, if you're listening to this, because it, you know, even though I've written all these books about money, it doesn't matter when it comes to your own money. It is really hard sometimes to get organized. Life goes on. You get busy. You know, people die. You get more stuff that comes in. There's assets that come in. There's things that have to be taken care of. And what typically happens is that there's one person in the relationship who's the primary person for dealing with that stuff. And it sometimes it's a gendered thing. So it's the guy and women don't do it. And sometimes it's the women, but you know, regardless, it's usually one person. And what I just said to Sam the other day is, you have everything on your phone, and we have two-factor authentication on every account now, right? That's like becoming the de facto thing. But that means that one phone is the phone that has it, and it happens to be his. And so, you know, if that's the case, you know, women who are listening to this, or the person who's not the money person in the house, like, you need to step up and see if you can add a second phone number to that. Mm-hmm. So that you have that equal access to it. You need to have your own sheet so that you know where everything is. And if something happens and your spouse or partner gets hit by a bus, you know how to track everything down. Mm-hmm. You know where it is. You know how it lives. Because what's going to happen is that you are going to have a mental breakdown. It's going to be really hard to remember anything, like your own phone number 12 years ago. And the day that he was going to die, he was in hospice. His wife called us at 6 o'clock in the morning and said, okay, today's the day. Come get me. And so we drove over and we came, you know, got her. And I, before we left, I wanted to tell her something, and I couldn't remember her phone number. My very best friend, who I called, you know, multiple mm-hmm. times a day, I couldn't remember her phone number at that moment. And that's what I mean by a mental break. You're just too focused on the immediate thing. It's so overwhelming emotionally. And so these, I've actually looked at your sheets, Tom. I think they're so incredibly helpful. They're so detailed. There's lots of room to kind of walk down. Really important for people to write it down when you're calm, when nothing's going wrong, and all the rest. And Tom, I know people can just go to alphawealthgroup.com and download a bunch of stuff, or call you, right? And you'll just send it to them. 630-934-1855. And I really, folks, take the time to do this, because, and we've been talking about this today, the emotional reaction that you get, whether, you know, it's something personal, that's the worst of it, right? When something happens to you, you know, your mm-hmm. spouse or partner, your parents, your children, a loved one, a dear friend, you know, brain goes to focus only on that. But even at a lesser level, the emotional stuff can really get in the way. And by that, I mean news, right? Maybe you're mm-hmm. fully invested in some part of the news that's going on. There's so much news everywhere. It can get in the way of making a really smart decision.
Yeah, that's just the process. And then once you do that, though, you can test your plan, right? And you can see where you stand, and you can make adjustments. And then you can say, can I get to my goal a little quicker? Maybe I can. You may be surprised.
Yeah.
Or how do I get to my goal with the highest probability of success? Once you do the step one we're talking about, now you can take a look, sit down and say, okay, let me test my plan to see if I'm going to meet my goals. You can answer a lot of questions, and you can really do the analysis. That's why that's critical. And so that's the process that I would, you know, suggest for anyone. And, you know, we can do that too. But someone, or if you have an advisor, go to them and test your plan. This, we've talked about the analysis that you can do. But that's really where you have to start.
Yeah. And we've talked a lot about how inflation is really changing the numbers around. And I know we just have, you know, a minute left and we can't dive into that. We'll do it. Maybe we'll talk about that next week. Mm-hmm. But in these inflationary times, and I promise you, the number you see next month is going to be higher than the number you saw last month. So mm-hmm. we're going to see that for a little while. You could feel really uncertain about whether you're going to have enough money for retirement, and you need help. If that's how you feel, you definitely need help. So message of today's show, go get the help you need. You can find Tom 630-934-1855 or alphawealthgroup.com, or find me on Facebook or at, you know, Instagram or bestmoneymoves.com. We'd love to help you if we can. That's it for today. You can find us online at WGNradio.com. We hope you have a wonderful week. Remember, deep breath, everybody. You're listening to 720 WGN.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.